Hey, it's Arrow inside the ArtBeats.com studio. Unplugged and totally uncut with Greg Lake from Emerson, Lake & Palmer.
Hello, how are you?
Doing very well. First of all, I got to tell you, your marketing department has been all over social media promoting what you guys are doing. And just kudos to you guys for playing the modern day digital platform.
Well, thank you very much. This is obviously music we made a very long time ago, and it's a real honor for us to be able to have it issued like this in this fantastic way. After so many years, it's a very special thing.
Greg, I got to tell you, though, the millennials are packing those songs also into their lives. I'm so amazed at how many of the younger adults and stuff are listening to the music that you brought forward.
Yeah, me too. It's something we could never have foreseen. Although when I think about it, young people are pretty energized. They look for originality. They look for something new to do. And if there was any hallmark of ELP's quality, it was in that we were trying always to be different and original.
White horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door.
Didn't you see yourself as a musician that was reaching beyond that present moment that you were in? Because your sound has been always there. It doesn't get tiring.
I think it was very kind of you to say so. The thing was, at the time when Emerson, Lake & Palmer came through, there was originality was very important. You know, if you listen to Jimi Hendrix, the first 5 seconds, you will know who it is.
Yep.
Listen to Pink Floyd, you will know who it is. Music then had a very original identity. Everyone had their own brand, their own sound. Now music has become far more homogenized, and now I get to the end of a record, I don't even know who it is when it's finished. You know, so everything starts to sound like everything else.
Do you think that branding of sound, though, was because it came from a region? Because music was so broken up at one point in time in the way that you were from here, and the inspiration came from that region.
That's a very interesting point. I think probably some of that is true. When you think of Liverpool, or you think of Birmingham with Zeppelin, and you know, yeah, I think there is a regionality issue because, of course, regions have to do with culture and they're connected. So if you take America, for example, you know, Detroit and Motown, these things are, in a way, inseparable. So it's a good point you make. I think there is, it would be an interesting book one day of what music came from what place, you know.
So what song did you rediscover by going back in and remixing this? There had to be a moment where you go, whoa, I totally...
You know, it's like asking which is your favorite child, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but the one album that I tend to... it tends to stand out to me is Trilogy as a whole. It was an optimum moment for ELP when all the stars were in alignment. The technology was blossoming. As a band, we had come to an artistic point where we really had developed our own identity. And so that album kind of was a defining moment. Let me put it that way.
Creative minds and poets and writers have always been looked upon as being so many times misunderstood. But yet, when you listen to Emerson, Lake & Palmer, you speak the language of the normal guy. Was that difficult to write and produce in that fashion?
In a way, it is, because he attempted to overuse intelligence, because It's simplicity is very difficult. You know, good simplicity is extremely hard to come up with. You know, simple things often sound crass or boring, you know. But great simplicity, which you'll hear in all the Beatles music, for example, is something which can come very easily, but can also be a nightmare to strive for. And so I'm a believer in simplicity. You know, I believe that it's the greatest form of elegance, actually.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along.
You realise that the greatest things are actually, at least in essence, quite simple. For instance, Beethoven. Ba 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 ba. You know.
Yeah.
We all know that. It's simple.
What's so fascinating about your music is that you can hear all the instrumentation in the background, and to be able to share it the way that you guys did, that shows that you trusted each other as well as believed in each other's gift.
I think that's true. In a three-piece band, it's an inevitability. You have to trust the other members because there ain't no one else, you know. I mean, something, when you're performing something like pictures at an exhibition, if someone fails to deliver, even for a split second, the whole thing falls apart. You know, it only hangs together by a thread when you've only got three people performing a symphony. And so trust does come into it a great deal.
Because, Greg, I was that guy that would put that album on, and we would sit there and listen to the fingers on the guitar, spin it backwards, listen to it again, spin it backwards, and try to impersonate what you guys were doing with that music.
Yeah, well, no, good. I'm glad you did. I did it as well. I did the same thing when I was young. I used to listen to Little Richard, you know, or Elvis, and I would listen time after time after time, you know, to imitate them. And that's how most musicians get to learn about music, is by imitation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
You know that when you release music like this, this is going to have to put you back on the tour. Are you going to hit a bus again?
Well, I don't know. Right now I'm working on a film. It's based on the autobiography that I recently completed. It's called Lucky Man. And so we're doing a lot of filming. And I might come out on tour for that, to promote that again.
To be back in this moment, it never has left you, has it? I mean, you're such the musician that it's like every day is a beautiful, bright new beginning, and it's just, you're just moving forward all the time, aren't you?
That's, in an ideal world, that's how you'd like it to be. But the truth is, no matter who you are, we all come home at night, you know, and when you shut our front door, you're just an ordinary person doing an ordinary thing with the same trials and tribulations, and some days are good and some days aren't so good, and so you have to live with that. That's reality. But for a musician, there are these rewards where sometimes you get a breakthrough and a moment of inspiration, a divine moment of inspiration. But they're few and far between. But when they come, they're fantastic.
Yeah, but don't you think that those rewards are because the musician is so giving of their art that those rewards become basically your gallery, your personal gallery?
I think the work is grateful in the end. You know, you're not always immediately grateful. You can work like hell and get nothing. But a week later, you'll get something without working. You know, it's like that. Work isn't always grateful at the moment you put it in. But in the long term, you get out what you put in. You know, that's what I believe.